It is not best to pretend to be rich, or anything above what we are, humble followers of the meek and lowly Savior. We are not to feel disturbed, if our neighbors build and furnish their houses in a manner that we are not authorized to follow. How must Jesus look upon our selfish provision for the indulgence of appetite, to please our guests, or to gratify our own inclination? It is a snare to us to aim at making a display or to allow our children, under our control, to do so. A 384.2 personal experience in Mrs. White's girlhood, when I was only 12 years old, I knew what it was to economize. With my sister I learned a trade, and although we would earn only 25 cents a day, from this sum we were able to save a little to give to missions. We saved little by little, until we had $30. Then when the message of the Lord's soon coming came to us, with a call for men and means, we felt it a privilege to hand over the $30 to Father, asking him to invest it in tracts and pamphlets to send the message to those who were in darkness. A 384.3 with the money that we had earned at our trade, my sister and I provided ourselves with clothes. We would hand our money to Mother, saying, "Buy so that, after we have paid for our clothing, there will be something left to give for missionary work." And she would do this, thus encouraging in us a missionary spirit. 384.4 Practice economy from principle. Those whose hands are open to respond to the calls for means to sustain the cause of God and to relieve the suffering and the needy are not the ones who are found loose and lax and dilatory in their business management. They are always careful to keep their outgoes within their income. They are economical from principle, they feel it their duty to save, that they may have something to give. 386 or 385.1. Chapter 63, Instructing Children How to Earn and Use Money. Teach simple habits in daily life. Parents are to bring up and educate and train their children in habits of self-control and self-denial. They are ever to keep before them their obligation to obey the Word of God and to live for the purpose of serving Jesus. They are to educate their children that there is need of living in accordance with simple habits in their daily life, and to avoid expensive dress, expensive diet, expensive houses, and expensive furniture. A 386.1 When very young, children should be educated to read, to write, to understand figures, to keep their own accounts. They may go forward, advancing step by step in this knowledge. But before everything else, they should be taught that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A 386.2 Youth to be considerate of family finance. Through erroneous ideas regarding the use of money, the youth are exposed to many dangers. They are not to be carried along and supplied with money, as if there were an inexhaustible supply from which they could draw to gratify every supposed need. Money is to be regarded as a gift entrusted to us of God to do His work, to build up His kingdom, and the youth should learn to restrict their desires. A 386.3 Do not make your wants many, especially if the income for home expenses is limited. Bring your wants within your parents' means. The Lord will recognize and 387 commend your unselfish efforts. Be faithful in that which is least. You will then be in no danger of neglecting greater responsibilities. God's word declares, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much." A 386.4 Give lessons in money values. Money which comes to the young with but little effort on their part will not be valued. Some have to obtain money by hard work and privation, but how much safer are those youth who know just where their spending money comes from, who know what their clothing and food costs, and what it takes to purchase a home. A 387.1 There are many ways in which children can earn money themselves and can act their part in bringing thank offerings to Jesus, who gave His own life for them. They should be taught that the money which they earn is not theirs to spend, as their inexperienced minds may choose, but to use judiciously and to give to missionary purposes. They should not be satisfied to take money from their father or mother and put it into the treasury as an offering, when it is not theirs. They should say to themselves, "Shall I give of that which costs me nothing?" A 387.2 There is such a thing as giving unwise help to our children. Those who work their way through college appreciate their advantages more than those who are provided with them at someone else's expense, for they know their cost. We must not carry our children until they become helpless burdens. A 387.3 parents mistake their duty when they freely hand out money to any youth who has physical strength to enter on a course of study to become a minister or a physician before he has had an experience in useful, taxing labor. 387.4 encourage children to earn their own money. Many a child who lives out of the city can have a little plot of land where he can learn to garden. He can be taught to make this a means of securing money to give to the cause of God. Both boys and girls can engage in this work, and it will, if they are rightly instructed, teach them the value of money and how to economize. It is possible for the children, besides raising money for missionary purposes, to be able to help in buying their own clothes, and they should be encouraged to do this. A 388.1 discourage the reckless use of money. How much money we waste on useless articles in the house, on ruffles and fancy dress, and on candies and other articles we do not need. Parents, teach your children that it is wrong to use God's money in self-gratification,